Hello and welcome to Generation for Change, a brand new podcast brought to you by the committee members of the G4C Southwest, part of the Constructing Excellence organisation. My name is Niall Wellington, and I'll be your host as I chat to construction industry professional Sam Carter, director at EG Carter, in our fifth podcast. Welcome, Sam.
Hello, nice to see you.
So why don't we start with you telling us how you got into construction?
Okay, well, EG Carter is a family company, and I am part of the fourth generation to work within the family company. And for as long as I can remember, I always wanted to work for a family company and wanted to work in the construction industry. And I've got a vivid memory of myself and my cousin Gavin when we were at infant school, sat in the playground whilst EG Carter built what was at that point our new school hall. And ever since that point, I've always wanted to get into the industry and work for the company.
Yeah, because that's something I was going to ask you. You know, obviously, because it's a family company, and I'm assuming it was always on the cards that you'd sort of be sat where you are now. Did you ever feel sort of any pressure, or was it just it all came naturally to you?
No, quite the opposite, really. I was always encouraged to do other things. At one point, I did flirt with the idea of going to university and becoming a teacher. When I was sort of 14, 15, I wasn't really too sure what to do moving forward. And then I did some work experience on site as a teenager and started to meet people that worked for EG Carter and speak to people that worked for the company. And then quite quickly, I decided that this was definitely what I wanted to do. I was then actually at 16. I wasn't sure about going to sixth form or whether to start working at that point. And I was encouraged by both my parents and other directors within the company to actually go and get my A-levels, enjoy sixth form, and then start work if I still wanted to at 18. So even at that point, there was no pressure. There was no expectation to come work for the company. It was actually pushed back on me to go and experience some other things beforehand.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. I think that's a good sort of advert for construction as well, because, you know, you speak to some people and they kind of just fell into it and it was kind of their only option, as it were. But for you, obviously, it was something that you actually chose rather than it being forced upon you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Obviously, you've worked your way through the company, now director. What's a typical day like for you?
Well, a typical day doesn't really exist. I get into the office early in the day, spend some time making some notes and preparing on various things. And then there'll be the odd meeting that's booked in. And we've obviously got regular meetings that occur. And then apart from that, it's very much reacting to personnel, reacting to contacts, calls, etc., from other professionals, checking in with you know, our senior managers and other members of our team, checking in with the other directors, communicating with site managers, operatives on site, you name it really. So there's no real typical day, but it's a lot of communication. Ironically, I actually get less emails now as a director as I used to. I think that's mainly because the communication I'm now doing is either face-to-face or on the phone or in this modern time via Microsoft Teams or Zoom, and it's less emails, which is good for me. And then yeah, it's catching up with meetings and sort of just checking in as and when required with whoever's needed at the moment, to be honest. So it's not really a no day is the same, each day is different. Like I said, there are regular meetings that occur which are consistent, whether they're weekly or monthly, but apart from that, it's very much booking meetings in and catching up with people.
And I think that is a difficult question sort of in this industry, especially because I think whatever role you're in, no 2 days are really the same. I know that's a bit of a cliche, but I feel like that is really relevant in this industry because it's forever moving and changing, and there's things you've got to deal with.
So absolutely. And with construction as well, you know, it sounds obvious, but everything we're working on evolves. So one minute we're in the ground pouring concrete, then we're erecting a frame, then we're cladding the frame, then we're inside the building. So even throughout a construction project, whether it's, you know, 6 weeks or 6 months or a year, whatever, what we're all working towards is constantly evolving. So therefore, your day and your weeks evolve because you're talking with different individuals about different things. It's within the industry that each day is different because, like I said, everyone's working towards is a moving target.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And in all the things that you've sort of touched on or anything outside of that, is there anything that you would say is your favourite thing about the role you're in at the minute?
Well, the thing for me is I'm in a unique position of working for my family business is I can see the growth within the company and I can see the personnel that we have working for us, how they are enjoying work, how they're evolving, how they're developing, as well as the growth of the company and going up to site and seeing our brilliant work we do on site and the success of our construction sites. So it's really just seeing how the people that we work with at EG Carter, how they are in enjoying their time and they're evolving and developing. That's probably the biggest thing for me, where we have trainees or apprentices or people that I've known for a long time now, seeing how they are now progressing and developing into either a new role or more experience, different things like that. That's the best thing for me.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, working in construction, there is a lot of room for progression. And, I think if you're at a company for a number of years, there's always ways that you can move up the ladder, as it were. And I think that's one of the great things about the industry. There's lots and lots of room for progression if you get your head down and you work hard, which is great.
Yeah, and I'd say that progression also isn't necessarily strictly vertical. If you know what I mean by that, as in you can, within whether you're a production-based, commercial-based, design-based, or whatever, there's so much overlap between those roles that, 1 minute you could be measuring, estimating and pricing a piece of work. The next minute you could be organising the labour, organising the operatives in to do the work. So your role can evolve and you could create your own role, as you said, over a period of time and when you gain that experience. So you can actually become quite rounded and quite a bit of a hybrid role. Equally, you can focus in on whichever specialism you have and progress, from a junior surveyor up to a quantity surveyor or from a trade apprentice up to a project manager. But equally, you could become a trade apprentice and still become a surveyor if you wanted to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And I think especially when I was younger, I sort of didn't understand the different roles, but you were kind of trying to get your head around how they worked. And as you sort of get older, you realise that they all overlap in one way or another. And you do take on bits of other roles, to fulfil your role, as it were. And I think that's another positive of construction is that you become versatile in what you're doing because you're constantly working with people that you're learning from, and it helps sort of develop you into being better at your job.
The thing also to remember is that when you're working on a construction project, everyone's working for the same goal. Everybody wants the projects to be constructed to the best quality, on time, within budget. And with people working together, both professionally, whether that's the clients, professionals, or us as the contractors and subcontractors, everybody wants to make sure that the product and the project is constructed to the best level. With everyone putting together, it creates that environment where you can start to work on different things to make sure that everything is going in the right direction.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And I think, like you say, that is a big part of construction. I'm assuming the answer to this is going to be yes, but do you feel like you're making a difference in your job, what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Like I said, as a director, we at EG Cars in particular, we employ over 190 people. And I'd like to think that we look after those people. We treat them all with respect. We speak to them as individuals, not as, just another name on a piece of paper. We all know about their families and their lives. And we like to, ensure that we are talking to them and treating them with all the respect and all the attention that they deserve. So it's, like I said earlier, when you see people grow within your company and develop their skills and be able to, with confidence, take on larger projects or more projects or more specific projects or more detailed projects. And then people that you've trained start to then work with and train other people. That's when you start to really feel the the benefit, and you can see the difference that you're making.
Definitely, and I can definitely vouch for what you said about the company and being involved with people personally rather than you just being another number, which is fantastic. So you said you got into the industry at 18. So you've been in the industry now nearly 10 years. Is there anything out of all your experiences to date that you would say would be your highlight? Is there anything you could sort of pinpoint and say, yeah, that's something that I definitely am proud of, or or hold, take with me?
There's an example. It's not necessarily a highlight, but something that I always like that I like to tell, which is sort of made a massive difference to me. So when I was first working on site, I think I was 18, out of sixth form, fresh into the role, fresh into a completely new lifestyle. I was working on site as a labourer, effectively, whilst I was doing my training. And we're on site. There's some plasterboarders and some renderers that we've been working with for quite a while. And I can remember there was all the typical on-site banter going around. People were taking the mick out of each other. Everyone was laughing and joking. And I can remember at that young age trying to get involved with the jokes and the banter. And, I was used to schoolboy type humour. And, like I said, being out of sixth form, and I can remember I was, like I say, trying to get involved with the jokes, and I can't remember exactly said, but I can remember I took it a little bit too far with this plasterer that I had got to know over a period of months, but I was not his friend. I was not wasn't well known to him. We just worked together. And the next day he pulled me aside and said, "Look, Sam, we get on really well. I don't want to turn this into a big deal, but what you said yesterday when everyone was sort of laughing and joking, I didn't find it funny. It quite upset me." And at quite a an early stage in my career, I learned then, get my wings clipped, that you've got to be really quite careful about what you say and how you act. And that small little life lesson then has stuck with me ever since. And it's quite I wouldn't say I'm not proud of it, would be the wrong expression to use, but it's a story that I like to share. Because I think we've all had a moment of that in our lives where, whether it's whether you're 18, whether you're no matter how old you are, you get a bit confident and comfortable with where you are and perhaps overstep the mark. And no matter what level you're at, you get brought down to earth. So that's sort of a not necessarily something I'm proud of, but it's a story that I like to share with people about a specific moment of my career. But in terms of a specific project to be proud of, I'd probably say the first project that I was involved with as a contract manager, which was a very modest project for Gloucestershire County Council. It was a £200,000 toilet block extension to a school. And it was, like I say, the first project I took on as a contract manager. It was handed over on time, within budget. The school was ecstatic with what we did. The client was very happy with the project. And it's not a project now that anyone really knows about, anyone really cares about. But for me as an individual, it was, like I say, my first project, and it was a project that was managed correctly and was handed over successfully. So I'd say for me, that's my own little personal highlight at this stage, as well as others, bigger projects that have been successful, but that was the first one that I did by myself, and I'd say it was a success.
Yeah, I think whenever you're involved in your first project, whether it's for a new company or your first ever project, I think you always sort of hold that one close to you, because as long as it's done okay, you kind of take it with you, because you learn so much from it, and it teaches you a lot, and it kind of gives you the base to move forward and go on to other things. Just talking the future then, really. Any aspirations personally or for the company, probably over the next 5 to 10 years? Is there anything that you've sort of got goals that you've set out or anything like that?
We've been at EG Cards, we've been trading for 76 years now, so our aspirations are really more about sustainability than anything further than that. We've developed over that period, and in particular over the last sort of 20 years, from a small local company to a large regional contractor. So I guess it would just be to continue that very steady growth, continue with our retained projects and our retained clients, and just continue to maintain the construction quality that we're producing, and continue to work successfully, as we have done, for the last 76 years.
Yeah, which I guess moves me on to sort of my next question quite nicely. How are things currently, in your opinion, in the world of construction?
It's an ongoing debate, isn't it, at the moment in construction. We've traded successfully as an industry through the first stages of the lockdowns and when the pandemic first hit us. And I think as an industry, construction can hold their head up high. There was a successful trading through that. We at EG Cars shut our sites for 3-week periods to get our heads around the SOPs and the new sort of rules and regulations, and getting the confidence to be able to open a construction site when we were in the depths of the first lockdown. But quite quickly we got our heads around it and we're able to move forward and trade forward. And the industry now is at a point where it is extremely busy, like you say. We've now got the challenges of material shortages. So there will always be something to prevent wholesale 100 miles an hour, 100% capacity. But the construction industry is an industry at the moment that is extremely exciting. And locally in Gloucestershire, there is so much construction activity across each sector that the local companies and everybody's involved with. It's a really exciting time to be in construction locally in Gloucestershire in particular. That could be said, throughout the rest of the country and throughout the rest of the Southwest. You move further down into Bristol, there's always a hive of activity there. And then even further into the Southwest again. So, the industry is definitely growing. People have had to evolve and change how they work. I'm sure there's less office blocks being constructed. There's probably more refurbishment of office blocks into other usage, but there's still a growth. There's still houses that need to be built. There's still schools that need to be built, buildings that need to be refurbished. And in healthcare, there's continuous growth in healthcare with new advances. So areas within hospitals need to be upgraded and refurbished, all that type of stuff. So the industry is a very strong industry. And as long as the challenges that come up into the industry, like the material shortages, aren't too intense and aren't too crippling, then there's no reason, I think, that the industry can't continue to perform as well as it has done and continue to grow.
Yeah, and then we'll keep our fingers crossed. And I think, for younger people, sort of, if they're considering construction, I think the fact that we've been, all still going through the pandemic and construction is sort of thriving, it shows that construction will always do okay. I know when we go through recessions and construction can be a little bit volatile, but it's given me, put on a personal level as well, great confidence that I'm in a good solid industry. And I think that's something that sort of that young people can look on if they're looking to sort of establish a career in an industry, that construction is quite solid.
Absolutely.
Since you began your career, would you say that there's been a positive change within the construction industry?
I don't think there's been like a specific overnight change, but there's definitely been a progression of accepting and utilizing technology more. Like we've seen that the usage of Zoom and Microsoft Teams, etc., in the last year. But even before then, there was more advances in terms of design technology and that type of thing. And I think there's more and more design and build work coming through, which has created a positive change, because the relationship between contractors, architects, client professionals has had to evolve as well. So gone are the days of there being a very strict, traditional contract of where the architect and the client's project manager are working so closely with the contractor. It's much more of a collaborative approach. So that's, like I said, it's not an overnight change. But that's something that has happened over a period of time. That there seems to be a much better relationship between all parties to ensure that the projects are being able to progress much more collaboratively.
Yeah, I completely agree. Just moving on to going back to sort of my earlier points of young people in the industry, because I, you know, I'm personally massively for this and encouraging young people in. I think it's great that people like me and you can sort of just have an open chat and kind of try and promote the industry to people who may or may not be considering it. But if somebody was looking to come into the industry, what's the best piece of advice that you could give them?
So the best piece of advice I could give them is that the construction industry is so vast and so in depth that they shouldn't focus on one specific element. When we look to employ our apprentices and trainees, I always ask the young, say it's a trade apprentice, I say, so where do you want to progress to? And they think, oh, I want to be I really want to be a carpenter. And I think, yeah, that is a admirable target to achieve, but it's explaining to them there's so much more that they can progress to after becoming a carpenter. When you work for a construction company and you see how the construction career, the career paths within the construction industry, we have site-based project managers that work for us now that were trade apprentices that we employed, and they did their apprenticeship, they became carpenters, they did a long stint of carpentry, they started to take on small steps worth of more of management, and then before they knew it, they're then running the site themselves, then they're project managing the site themselves. And we've got our pre-construction manager that works for us, who now spends 5 days a week in the office and is advanced on everything on the laptop, you know, Microsoft Project, Microsoft Publisher, Excel, Word, etc. He was a trade apprentice carpenter, and he progressed through carpentry, site supervision, site management, contracts management, and then eventually found his long-term role in pre-construction management. And if you asked him at 16, 17, do you think you're going to become a pre-construction manager? He would have said, what's a pre-construction manager? And it's just being able to explain that to young people, or anybody really that's thinking of joining the construction industry, is that there's so much more that you can look into. You could become, you could change career. You could spend some time on site as an apprentice or as a management trainee or a site manager, whatever. And I think, actually, you know, what I really want to do is I'm really interested in design. I really love, you know, how the architectural design comes through. I really love working in the ground with the ground workers. I want to see how the substructure develops. And there's areas then where you can retrain and refocus your ambitions to then suit other areas of the industry. And that's really what I'd say to anybody, is that, yes, there'd be an end goal of whether it's a site manager or a quantity surveyor or whatever, but it's just keeping your eyes wide open to all the other areas that are within the industry. It's such a, like I said, a vast industry of different roles and different areas of where you can work. It's just spending that time to really look into it and look at those different areas.
Yeah, and you know, being open-minded, I think, is the main sort of,
yeah, absolutely,
point from that. And that's another big advantage of the industry, is that you can go down so many different avenues. You're not just in one lane and that's where you stay for the rest of your career. And you know, you could, like you say, you could be a carpenter and you could think, yeah, you know, I want to be a project manager or a contracts manager, and that's possible, very, very possible. It's not something that's alien, that doesn't happen.
That is a realistic target and something to aspire towards, absolutely.
Yeah, no, brilliant. And well, just thank you very much for your time today. It's been lovely to chat and just have an open conversation. But just one final question. Can you describe the construction industry in 3 words?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this one. I don't want to sound too cliche or too cheesy with this. So, well, I think how I could describe it would be lots of opportunity.
And I completely agree. Thank you very much, Sam. It's been lovely.
Yeah, no worries.